This is the third year the court system held hearings on whether the state should devote more money towards civil legal services for the poor. On Monday, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli testified, describing a judicial system bogged down by some 2 million unrepresented litigants, unschooled in the complex legal process. DiNapoli said the main funding stream for connecting the poor to free legal services dried up in the Great Recession. The Office of Court Administration has since had success in asking the state legislature for funds, but Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman says it's not enough. At the hearing, he called it a crisis that so many New Yorkers don't have lawyers in civil court.
What we're talking about are people fighting for the necessities of life, the roof over their head, their physical safety, health care, their livelihoods, the well-being of their families.
A task force Lippman assigned to study the issue says only 20% of people needing civil legal services are finding it. Also testifying at Lippman's hearing were Merrill Tisch, Chancellor of New York's Board of Regents, who said that there are kids who don't graduate high school because of unmet legal needs at home. Economist Elizabeth Becker said there's a $500 to $700 million drag on the state's economy because poor people don't have lawyers. And Manhattan DA Cy Vance testified that there are criminal rings specializing in property deed fraud who prey on people who can't afford attorneys. Lippman plans to ask the state legislature for more money again this year, as much as $100 million. The case he's trying to build is that money the state legislature spends on civil legal services is money not spent on welfare, prison, and other social ills. Testimony was by invitation only, and all the speakers were in favor of expanding funding for civil legal services to the poor. Charles Lynn, WSHU News.